God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we're Saturday the 9th of May 2026 and I'm just about to head off to the gym and it's the evening time and God is really good. And the other day I done a sharing and I put it on the regular audio page of the website and I titled it The Real Meaning of Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And in that I shared about the word troubled and the Greek word, where we got the word troubled from in the Bible, and it's the Greek word terasso. And then God reminded me of the other word that comes from tribulation in the Bible, and also troubled, and it's the Greek word philipsis. So my heart, I really, because there is a difference between these two Greek words, and it explains many things, and when you understand them, then you can understand what God is saying in certain scriptures when you're reading them. And it's just something that come to me to do. Usually I just speak by the Spirit and let God give me the words. But I was interested to put these two words together and inspired to do it and share it with people. So I'm sharing it with you. So philipsis and terasso, what's the difference? So understanding the difference between external pressures and internal pressures, that's the difference with these words. And so these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace, and in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. This is what Jesus said in John 16:33. So there's a great difference between the pressures around you and the troubles within you. And many believers experience difficult seasons and immediately assume something is wrong spiritually. But the scriptures clearly show us that internal pressures does not mean God has abandoned you, right? Jesus himself said that in this world you will have tribulation. And the key is understanding what kind of pressure is being spoken of and learning how to stand in the peace while pressure exists around us, right? That's what we want to kind of understand and grab from this. So two powerful Greek words help us understand this, and that's philipsis, which means outward pressure or tribulation, or terasso, which means inward disturbance or trouble of the heart. So when these two words are understood, like many scriptures that you might read, suddenly can come alive for you with meaning. And so, and you know, and you're not on your own in these experiences. You know, people of the past experience these things as well as they do the present and in the future too. So philipsis is this outward pressure. This word means pressure, affliction, crushing, persecution, trouble caused by external pressure. It comes from a root word meaning to press, to compress or to squeeze. The picture is of something being crushed under great weight, you know, the heavy burdens that Jesus says that he hasn't given us. You know, come unto me all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you a rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So in ancient times, the word was used for like crushing grapes into wine, pressing olives into oil, heavy compression. That's what this word was used for. And this is why tribulation is far deeper than simple inconvenience. It describes like circumstances that press against a person's life, faith, emotions or direction. Tribulation comes from the outside. Philipsis is external. It is pressure around you. Financial hardship, persecution, opposition, betrayal, difficult people, attacks against your faith, pressures in life circumstances. Jesus never promised a believer a life without pressure. In fact, he said it clearly, in this world you shall have tribulation, John 16:33. Paul also spoke of tribulation repeatedly because he lived through enormous pressure, imprisonments, beatings, rejection, false accusation, responsibilities, dangers, persecution. Yet in the middle of all this, he learnt the comfort and strength of God, right? So God comforts us in tribulation. And we can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where it says, who, God, comforts us in all tribulation. That's the word philipsis. So God comforts you. He's our comfort on every level, whether it's terasso or whether it's the Greek word philipsis. You know, so don't forget, terasso is trouble within and philipsis is trouble from without. but God comforts us in both of them, right? So sometimes we expect God to remove pressures immediately, but often, you know, he has strengthened us while we're walking through something, you know, and we do. We've become strong from what we've gone through. Not that God has put us through that, because God is good always, but there is an enemy who comes to steal, kill and destroy, but he's defeated. So that's why we stand. Having done all, we stand. So, you know, pressures in life reveal what is inside of a person. You know, their actions, their attitudes, their responses, their reactions. So just as olives release oil through pressing, many times spiritual strength, compassion, endurance and wisdom are developed in these difficult times that we may face. So tribulations can either crush a person or produce maturity in a person. And God doesn't want us to go through any of these things. I'll make that very clear. But there is a God of this world, and we don't want to focus on him, but we want to understand how the things work, you know, and God wants us to have clarity about this, that he is good always. He is always with us to deliver, and he wants us to use our faith in every circumstances. And this is why I think God wants me to show you the difference between phillipsis, troubles without, and terrasso's, the inward trouble, that trouble within. And again, the word terrasso I'll cover again here. And this word means to stir up, to disturb, to agitate, to unsettle, to throw into confusion, inward emotional turmoil. That's what this terrasso is. And the picture is like, again, the water being violently stirred up. Unlike phillipsis, this word speaks about inward disturbance. It affects the heart, the emotions, the thoughts, the mind, inner peace. So Jesus spoke about terrasso, let not your heart be troubled, in John 14:1. And again, that word troubled there is the word terrasso. And Jesus was saying, do not allow your heart to become agitated, shaken, disturbed, or inwardly confused. And notice something very important. Jesus did not say there would be no tribulation. He said, do not let the tribulation get inside of you. That's the key. Don't let the outside get with inside. The problems from outside trouble you with inside. And that's how it usually happens. That something on your external comes, an extra bill or something that you know that you haven't done and you're getting the blame for, something from outside, then you let it come on the inside. You get all offended and you've got to respond, or you get all shaken up and angry. So we don't want to let the outside influences that are wrong and that are causing us trouble to get on the inside of us. And the enemy often uses it. So the outward pressure, phillipsis, is to create inward turmoil, the terrasso. So he wants external pressure to become internal disturbance. For example, financial pressure becomes fear. Persecution becomes discouragement. Opposition becomes anxiety. And delay becomes frustration. Pressure becomes hopelessness. And the battle is not only around the believer, it is for the believer's peace. So the great difference, phillipsis, external pressure. Terrasso, internal disturbance. Phillipsis, tribulation. Terrasso, trouble of the heart. Okay, phillipsis, affliction around you. Terrasso is agitation within you. Phillipsis, circumstances are pressing. Terrasso, emotions are stirred. Phillipsis, outward attack. Terrasso, inward unrest. Right? Phillipsis, pressure from the world. And terrasso, disturbance in the soul. So Jesus had peace in pressure. Jesus experienced all these thoughts, feelings, emotions. He experienced the pressures from without. And he experienced the pressures from within. I'm sure many records come to your mind of when he was troubled from without and when he was troubled from within. And Jesus experienced phillipsis continually. He had the opposition of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Romans. He had rejection. He had false accusation. He had betrayal. He had persecution. Yet he really walked in peace. He was the Prince of Peace. He was the way, the truth and the life. And he is the way, the truth and the life. And he is the Prince of Peace still. But he went through those things. But why did he walk in peace? Because the outward pressures never controlled his inward conditioning. You know, because his heart was set on the Father. He looked only to God in every situation. And that's what we do. We look to God in every situation. And this is one of the greatest spiritual lessons a believer can learn. You may not always to be able to control situations or circumstances, but through God you can guard. You can guard your heart, you can guard your thoughts, you can guard your peace, and you can guard your confidence. And peace is not the absence of pressure. Many people think, many people think peace means nothing difficult. Many people think that peace means nothing difficult is happening. But scriptural peace is much deeper. So true peace means inward stability even when outward pressure exists. That is why Jesus could sleep during a storm. The storm was around him, but not within him. Many believers are trying to remove every external storm while God is teaching them how to remain inwardly established regardless of the external conditioning. You know, I can remember a situation, which I actually wasn't there, but some believers in India were in Kanpur. Sandgate was one of them. And there was a couple of believers from the US, and Darren from the UK was in this meeting. And a lot of Hindus gate crashed the house of the believer, Tiwari, who was hosting Sangha and the believers from the West and the Indians that were visiting with them. And these guys, you know, they were trying to cause violence and stuff like that, but everyone remained calm. No one responded to that outward pressure against them. People just kept quiet, kept peaceful, kept looking to God, even to the point Bhupender went up and hugged one of these aggressive, you know, Hindus that wanted to beat all of the believers there. And all of a sudden the police come, and these Hindus actually got in trouble for it, you know. So it was just an amazing situation where everyone could have panicked and reacted and responded in the wrong way, but they remained peaceful. And God was in that situation, and God delivered them and turned the situation in their favour. So that's what happens when we learn to stay cool in situations. So, you know, Paul understood this deeply. Like he wrote, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed." Second Epistles of Corinthians 4:8, you can read. No pressure surrounded him, yet inwardly he was not destroyed. And that's spiritual maturity. It takes practice. You know, we practice, we learn. And, you know, people that are listening to us, you've been through some things. You know, you understand this to a part. And but to understand this, you know, how God set it up for us to grow and to develop and to learn to grow in these situations, that we don't focus on the negativity of the pressures within and pressures without, but we go to God, we look to him. He's our deliverer, he's the source of our supply. So, you know, pressure without and peace within, that's what we go through. You know, there might be pressures without, but we keep that peace within. So, you know, this is how believers overcome terrasso, by keeping the mind of God. Like Isaiah, I always mention this wonderful scripture, 26 says, "Free, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Why? Because you trusteth in thee. So when we trust in God in any given situation, which could make us be frightened and make us want to run away or make us want to turn in and freak out, when we keep our eyes on God, because we trust God, our minds can stay focused and we can stay peaceful. And you know, we trust God above any circumstances. So faith does not deny the pressure that exists, but faith believes God is greater than the pressure. And that's where we got to get to in our walk, in our maturity of believing. And we refuse to fear. Refuse to fear. You know, fear magnifies external pressures until it becomes an inward torment. And Jesus repeatedly said, "Fear not." Fear not. Everywhere he went, he said, "Fear not. Be of peace. I have overcome the world. I am with you. It is I." He would always say, "Fear not. Peace be still." So by speaking God's words, you know, God's words help establish the heart. And that's why our confessions are really important. You know, so when believers continually speak fear, defeat and hopelessness, inward agitation increases. You know, you're turning up the volume of the agitation. But when we speak truth and faith, then God's promises and peace become established in our hearts and minds. So a powerful spiritual principle for us is, you know, you can't always stop philipsis, the outward pressure, from coming around you, but you can stop terasso from ruling within you. And this is one of the greatest victory of the believer. So there will always be a season of pressure at times, you know. There will be moments when life presses hard against your faith, against your emotions, against your vision, against your finances. But pressure does not have to become inward collapse. You know, Jesus said, in me you might have peace. And the world may produce tribulation, but Christ produces peace. When we keep our eyes on God, keep our eyes on those great and precious promises of what Christ accomplished for us and who we are, we can stay peaceful. So the believer's victory is not merely escaping pressure, it's remaining established in God while pressure exists. We don't have to freak out. We don't have to talk bad about people either, because we're under pressure ourselves and we see other people having it good and doing well. You know, you can be negative in that situation too. I know I have in the past. I have. And but, you know, now I've matured and I see these things. God is able to show me these things and encourage other people to stay on track with him, to stay on track with God. You know, so the storm may rage around you, you know, like bang, everything's going on. But through God, the storm does not have to live within you. Just remember that. You control your thinking. You can control your emotions. You can go to God. You can pray. And when a believer learns this truth, they become spiritually strong, stable and unshakable. Just like Jesus was unshakable in that garden. Yeah, he knew what he had to face when he went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, no, not my will, but your will be done. You know, he didn't want to go through those things. Can't you lift this pressure, God? Can't you take this from me? Nevertheless, not what I will, but your will be done. And God strengthened him. God even sent angels to strengthen him. No, God can intervene on our behalf and bless us greatly when we go to him, you know, and we remain in peace, not in pieces. We don't want to be in pieces, guys, because maybe we're going through a bit of a tough time. Maybe we might be finding it hard financially. Maybe we might be finding it hard in our relationships or in our health or in our ministering. Maybe we're lonely a little bit in on the senses realm, but we're never alone because God is always with us. He never leaves or forsakes us. Maybe you seem unsettled about certain things in your life right now. Maybe things hasn't gone your way, the way that you thought it would go with God, and that you've had those troubles within and you've had those troubles without. But through it all, guys, you're still here. You're listening to this right now. And you are on a journey to greatness. You know, and God is with you. And he's saying, listen, I'm with you without and I'm with you within. And you control the thermostat. I am with you. Use what I've given you. Use that spiritual ability. Speak in tongues. Use my great and precious promises. Say what I say. Fix your eyes upon me, not upon the storm, not upon the circumstances, not upon the feelings. So anyway, I hope this has encouraged you. There's a difference between trouble without and troubles within. And you've overcome them both. And you've got all the understanding and wisdom how to overcome it. You've got the answers and great and precious promises from God directly. And as he works in you. And also it is written. It is in the scriptures too. And God points these things out. And we can see all these emotions and all these terasso and philipsis. We can see these things, that how they played out in the life of the believers in that have been recorded, like Joseph, like Abraham, like Moses, you know, like Jesus, like David, like King Solomon, like Ruth, like Esther, like all these wonderful people in the scriptures. Mary, imagine the mixing of emotions with Mary and her situation. And Joseph also, when he found out she was pregnant and he hadn't even slept with her. You imagine all these emotions, all these pressures, all these external, internal things going on. God is the deliverer, guys. Only God can deliver you. Only God can keep you strong. Only God can keep you whole. Anyway, so this is what was in my heart to share with you. Take this to your heart. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with going to the scriptures and looking at these things. And I was inspired to do this. You know, I learnt these things years ago and totally forgot them. And God's been bringing them back to mind. And, You know, because we're all about the heart and mind being in alignment with God, you know. You know, God's spirit teaches your spirit and your spirit teaches your mind. And then what God is showing you and putting to your heart and your mind becomes manifested in the senses realm. You know, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But if we're all shook up all the time within and without, then we're never going to move forward. You know, fear can literally freeze you to the spot. And but God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love and a sound mind. So this is my encouragement for you. You know, do not be troubled. You know, don't freak out. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, believe God and believe in Jesus Christ. And, you know, there be stuff that goes on around us that we can't control. But we don't let the outside things get on the inside of us, all right? So God is your sufficiency. He is your supply. Wherever you are in life right now, because obviously people must be in different soups, you know, for this kind of inspirational sharing to come. And then so God says he's with you. You're delivered. Actually, you're delivered. He's supplied what you're waiting for right now, where you think God isn't going to come through. He's already supplied it. Is there? Faith will bring it further to you, you know. It'll get rid of the obstruction that's stopping it coming to you, which is fear, unbelief, uncertainty. You know, because some people believe, but they still might have some uncertainty there. Remove the uncertainty and let the flow of heaven come. So anyway, let heaven step into your life and be blessed and have a great rest of your weekend. God bless you.